To agenda item 6A, Charles is already geared up and wants to go to lunch.
That is true. Okay. So thank you very much. I'm here to present our fiscal year 2019-20 financial capital highlights for our first quarter. So this is from July through September. There's a staff report that has in great detail a narrative about our performance and how we've done thus far. I'm going to just touch on the highlights in our presentation, and if you have any questions, just let me know. But I'll go through this pretty quickly and leave time for any questions you might have. So in summary, our overall consolidated revenues exceeded budget by 4.5%, with expenses 9% below budget. So overall, financially, we're doing very well in our first quarter. Water service revenues was lower than budget by 9%, with acre-foot sales being below budget by 6.5%. Much lower demands in certain segments of our customer base, but that is kind of typical with seasonalities in the first quarter. Connection fee revenues were 2,100 EDUs, EMSs through the first 3 months. That's $6.3 million higher than budget, so we're tracking very well for the year. And our total operating expenses were $57 million, which was 5% under budget. That operating margin overall exceeded budget by $14 million. So it's very strong results for our first quarter. Very quickly on our water services, as I mentioned, almost 30,000 acre feet was sold, about 6.5% below budget. Our domestic water sales were below budget, and our ag sales were actually significantly below budget. Again, we spread that seasonally. It seems that the ag demand was lower in the first 3 months. We'll see how that tracks for the next quarter. But overall, our net operating revenues, again, were close to budget, a little bit below, and we're at $5.1 million for the first quarter. On slide 7, this is summarizes that in tablature form, but again, we're tracking well for the first quarter. Demands were down, but we purchased less water to offset that partially, and our net operating margin continues to be strong at $5.1 million for the first quarter. On the wastewater side, 43.6 MGD flow, so our flows are real tracking well relative to our budgeted 44. And our revenues were 3.6% above budget. Operating expenses were 8.8% below budget. So operating costs are being managed closely. And net operating margin was at $11.3 million for the first quarter. Again, a little higher than the budget and tracking well for the first period of our fiscal year. And our recycled water sales, 12,652 acre feet. That's 16% below budget and 16% above the prior year. So right in the middle. We had the budget for the year. The seasonality is different last year. We are seeing an increase from the prior year, but we had budgeted a higher amount of sales and demand. But overall, our sales were strong, and our revenues are coming in line with what we had for our budget. And our net operating margins are also coming in line for the period. On the G&A, we're $2.2 million, or 20% below budget. We spread this pretty much evenly across the year, and typically the G&A expenses roll out through the year as we have a lot of contractors and outside services that get brought in during the fiscal year. So we typically do see a lower expenditure actuals in the first quarter relative to the budget. Then we expect to see that smooth out as we get into Q2 and Q3. On the reserve side, this is just showing the historical trend of where our reserves are at, typically around $500 million, and we landed at about almost $500 million. We expect a tick up for the next quarter. We did just receive almost $50 million reimbursement from our SRF loan for our claim for the Temecula Valley Treatment Plant, so we should be closer to 540-ish for the next quarter ending December. So still very strong, healthy reserves to fund our capital program. I mentioned connection fees. This graph is just showing our sewer EDUs, and our green triangles is showing where we are to date. And we're at 1,246 EDUs cumulatively. That's right in between where we were last year and tracking, or it's a little below last year, but above our budget, so we're right in the middle. Last year was our record year for many years. So projecting that we'll be somewhere between our budget and actuals from prior year, which is still strong. Almost 4,000 EDUs is what we're projecting based off of our trend for the first 3 months. So really strong results thus far. This is just showing where those connections were, a lot in Temecula, the Menifee, Romoland area, as well as Winchester, and then rounding out the top three up there as a Paris, Moreno, and Hemet. And then finally, this is just rolling together all of our services on slide 16. Our total sales for the quarter were about $3 million below budget, and our total expenses were below budget by about $3 million. Roughly, our overall net operating revenue was almost spot on to our budget at $18 million. So everything's kind of coming together nicely compared to what we projected. On the capital side, our operating fixed assets, we spent $3.3 million, or about 11%. Of our total fiscal year budget. You can see certain categories are tracking very well, and mainly on the O&M and maintenance side. We have a lot of infrastructure that are on order, and we know that on the IT side, one of our major projects, the CIS, is just starting to get geared up, and we'll start to see more expenditures as we get into Q2 and Q3. And also in the capital improvement program, our overall annual budget is $91 million. For the first quarter, almost $19 million, or 21%, tracking very well across the board in the water, wastewater, recycled areas. So a lot of activity going on the capital front. So in summary, our consolidated enterprise results, net operating revenue is in line with budget. Total operating revenue is below budget by about 4.3%. Total operating expenses is lower than target by 5.3%, with our connection fees also then exceeding budget by 53%. So very strong financial results on target with our budgets on a cumulative basis and continuing to track well as we move into the fiscal year. With that, happy to answer any questions.
I just have one, and this is more of a projection on your part or get your professional analysis. With the new shutoff law going into implementation, do you have an idea what that's going to do to our aging? Are we going to monitor that more? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, the SB 998 you're referring to comes in February. We've taken a couple of actions and preparing for it. I think Charles and Dan have presented those items in coordination also with other adjacent agencies of ways in which we're going to implement that program. It's going to obviously provide for a certain segment of our customers to be able to extend their repayment program and request to have a longer period payback. We anticipate that it's going to be a smaller portion of our overall customer base. It's going to be below 10% is what we're estimating on the water side that would be eligible. And then of those, we're not expecting all of them to request it. So we see it as a de minimis impact if it did happen, reoccur. We're going to be tracking that very closely, obviously, and we'll be able to report back probably in a March time frame, March, April, as to what are we seeing, what are the actual results. And we also recognize, though, it's a payment plan. At some point, if the payment plan isn't working, and if they fail to make payment on the plan, they're immediately subject to the shutoff. So we have a lot of recourse for failure to pay. And I think what's good as far as timing is, the timing is implemented in the middle of the fiscal year, so we have time to remedy any issues that do surge at the beginning by the time we get to June. So I think we'll be able to closely monitor it to see if anything has an effect on our aging as well as our overall revenue recognition.
Okay. I'll look forward to some of those reports in the spring next year if that's moving the needle in yourself.
Yeah, terrific. We'll definitely be able to highlight that at our quarterly updates.
And Director Pauly, just to add, we had our meeting with Elsinore Valley, our ad hoc committee meeting. This item was on the agenda. We kind of keep it on there to discuss implementation. And what we agreed is, you know, we're kind of going into the unknown to some extent, and that what we want to do is collect data, and they are going to collect data, and then we are going to compare kind of what we're experiencing in terms of aging and things like that because of their similarity in demographics and see if there's any differences, you know, based on the methodologies that they're using to implement this program to see if there's anything we can do, lessons learned, mutual in both ways. To make sure that we're not having substantial impacts on our aging.
No, that's what kind of prompted the question is I just want to be curious to get board reports back of how that is, how that's rolling out for us. So
certainly.
Perfect. Well, and we have collected aging data for quite some time, and so we can plot that out and continue to plot and see if we're seeing significant changes.
Okay. That's all I
and then also compare to what other agencies are seeing.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Just also to point out, you have your Capital Improvement Program quarterly report book. Those have been provided. They show the current status of the capital projects by division. So if there's any questions on that, Joe can certainly answer any questions that you may have.
Okay. With that, let's go to agenda item 7, which is receive and file, accept a motion and a second for approval for item 7A. Through 7B.
I'll move the item.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously with Director Record absent. Go to agenda item 8, which is the calendar review. Shayla?
Good morning, President Sullivan and members of the board. I have a couple of events coming up for your consideration. The first one is the Urban Water Institute Spring Conference, and that will be held in Palm Springs. That is on February 19th through the 21st, and we have Director Pauly and General Manager Jones attending that event. We also have the AQUA Annual DC Conference that's going to be held in Washington, D.C., and that is February 25th through the 27th, and Director Pauly will be attending that one. Moving on to page 2, I have the board's master calendar for the next few weeks. First event is the CRUA Annual Conference that will be held in Las Vegas. That starts today and goes through Friday, December 13th for Directors Record and Sullivan. Thursday, December 12th, we have the Rancho California Water District Board meeting for Director Corona at 8:30 a.m. Also at 11:30 a.m., the monthly update with General Manager for Director Slauson. That same day, also the monthly update with General Manager for Director Corona at 2:30 p.m., followed by the Board Planning Committee at 3:30 p.m. for Director Corona as well. On Friday, December 13th, the BIA Legislative Affairs Committee luncheon featuring Senator Roth will be held in Riverside at 11:30 a.m., and we have Director Pauly and Slauson attending. Monday, December 16th, CalDSAL Executive Committee teleconference at 11 a.m. for Director Pauly. The SAPA Commission meeting will be held on Tuesday, December 17th at 9:30 a.m. for Director Sullivan. On Wednesday, December 18th, at 3:30 p.m., we have the Ops and Engineering Committee meeting for Directors Lawson and Sullivan. Thursday, December 19th, the customer portal setup will be held at the call center for Director Pauly at 7:30 a.m.
Looking forward to that.
And then we also have the Board Executive Committee same day at 7:30 a.m. for Directors Lawson and Sullivan. On Monday, January 6th at 2 p.m., the WRCOG Executive Committee meeting will be held for Directors Lawson. The NWRA Leadership Forum will be held in Phoenix Monday, January 6th through Wednesday, January 8th for Director Sullivan. And the SAPA Commission workshop will be held in Riverside on Tuesday, January 7th at 9:30 a.m. And Director Slauson will be covering that one. On page 3, there is a list of upcoming events the board will be attending. And if there are any events that you are interested in, please let me know. Below that, the board's upcoming board and committee meetings are listed with attendance notes just for your reference. And then on page 4, we have the joint interagency meetings listed as well as the district holiday schedule. And if there are any other questions on the calendar? Okay, that concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Shayla. Okay, with that, we'll go to our Director's calendar review. Steve? Corona?
Yep. Yeah, all I had is I had a great meeting with April
last week, and very informative, and enjoyed it.
Great. Director Pauly.
I represented East Creek, the Hemet Station, a water master meeting. We did take action, this board agreed to the new assessment rates. I was able to attend the Cucamonga Valley Water District meeting and gave a resolution to Kathy Teagues for her service as she's retiring off that board on behalf of the district and Oscar Gonzalez. I had a great meeting, as usual, with our deputy general manager to discuss some of the ongoing updates with our billing system. So that was always good. Always appreciate time with Laura. CalDESAL board meeting I attended down at Aqua. It was the first meeting that Wendy Ritterbush was the new executive director, and she outlined many things, including her plans for getting additional members and public affairs and lobbying efforts on behalf of CalDESAL. And then I was also at the Aqua convention, which I enjoyed. I especially, to me, the opening speaker who gave a very interesting talk on desalination in Israel, and I thought was one of the better speakers at the Aqua convention I'd been to in a while. And then I know that Paul did a great job down there, and rumor has it got standing ovation. So
it was exaggerated.
Anyway, it was a good Aqua conference, I thought. So that's my report.
Okay. Director Slauson.
Yes, I attended the Maryland Regional Economic and Workforce Development Summit on November 22nd. EMWD was recognized as a sponsor by way of being a member of the chamber, and it was a well-attended. Kevin attended with me. Had my update with General Manager Jones on November 25th. That's always enlightening to have a little more detail on subject matter coming before the board. I did not attend WRCOG on December 2nd. I attended Aqua, and I went to it was a great event. Heard about the Santa Rosa fire and the Paradise fire and some of the impacts to their system and getting the systems back together, and then GSAs. That was very interesting how complicated those are, especially with the allocation requirement and how it's not really set in stone. Everyone's different. Each one is different. That's it.
Okay. For myself, I did attend the tour debriefing for Base Commander Coburn, who is now General-Elect Coburn, Foreign March Air Force Base. I think Paul and staff did an excellent job. She really did appreciate what she heard and was ready to move forward with some people from the Pentagon, who is going to be there, I think, last week. I did attend the Festival of Trees evening that is for Riverside University Hospital, and it was a nice event. I did attend the monthly update with General Manager, which is always very informative for myself. I enjoyed the Aqua conference in San Diego. I thought that the panels this year were exceptional. The DESAL speaker on the opening morning I thought was very good. When the Army Corps of Engineers gentleman spoke, I did learn a lot of acronyms.
You need more.
Yeah.
You heard them, but you don't know if you learned them?
Yeah, I heard them, but didn't know if I learned them. And I had another monthly update with the general manager yesterday, which I thought was excellent. And then our meeting yesterday on the Paris North groundwater and MARB situation with Western Municipal Water District, which I think was a very productive meeting. With that, do we have any director's comments or future agenda items? If not, sure, absolutely.
Well, I was reminded that it's been a year since I got on this board, and I just wanted to say that the staff here is just fabulous, and you guys have all been great putting up with me.
I've known you for a long time, Steve. I didn't have to put up with anything.
Well, it's harder putting up with you, though. Yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to thank everybody for all the kindness and the help that y'all gave me the last year.
We appreciate that. We appreciate having you on the board.
Thank you, Director Kuna, very much. We appreciate you having here. And congratulations on what you're
here. Thank you.
I didn't see your crew today.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Council, do we have a reason for a closed session today?
Yes, we do, Mr. Chair. As identified, item 10A, both pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, risk management and claim discussion, as well as one item of potential litigation.
Here you go.